This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 155. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Direct from Free Comic Book Day, this is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Saturday, May 7th, 2011. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. You can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or subscribe via iTunes and leave us a review.
And you can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, we are not at our normal location, the Comic Book Lounge. We are at Pack Rat Comics in Hilliard, Ohio for Free Comic Book Day.
Jamie and Teresa were nice enough to let us do the show from here. It's really like a mini convention. We're set up in the Artist Alley, and right now we're watching all these creators come in and put their stuff up, and it's really interesting.
Absolutely. And we, of course, they have the main shop. There's a basement that has a lot of back issue titles, lots of boxes, and they're also running games down there. There's kids games. Hopefully, assuming the weather holds out, there'll be kids games outside. So we've got some celebrities here: Billy West, Nick Jones Jr., who you may not have heard the name of, but I think you're going to hear his name a lot more because he's Jon Stewart in the new Green Lantern movie.
Well, so we think.
Well, that's the theory, at least.
And then Billy West from...
And then Nicholas Brendon.
Oh, you said Billy West already?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. So
Nicholas Brendon, of course, from Kitchen Confidential.
Right. Oh, yeah, and then Buffy, yeah.
I can't help it. I liked him better on Kitchen Confidential.
Okay.
That was my favorite show. So, and if you didn't watch it, you should.
Right. As time permits, we're going to try to talk to some of the celebrities here, some of the creators, and certainly some of the fans out here. So let's talk a little bit about Free Comic Book Day first off. For those who haven't heard of it before, the industry gets together and says, we're going to sell these very inexpensive titles to the shops, and then they in turn give them away as an incentive to get more people into shops, because obviously you got to get new people into shops.
And this is the 10th anniversary.
Right.
And I think the first one was with a Spider-Man movie, is that right?
Right. And of course, this weekend is the Thor movie coming out. They try to time it with first weekend of a big comic book movie.
Although it's always the first weekend in May,
right.
So it just happens to be that a big comic book movie comes out on the first weekend.
I think that's it. More coincidence than anything else. And so, as I mentioned, there's a lot of books coming out today. DC has a Green Lantern Flashpoint special. Marvel has a Spider-Man special. Dark Horse has a Avatar Last Airbender and a Star Wars Clone Wars. IDW has a Lock and Key. Image has Super Dinosaur Origin Special.
Is that a tie-in to X-Cop?
That's what it seems, sounds like. I don't think it is, but it certainly sounds like it. And then Boom has a Darkwing Duck and a Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Archie has a Pep Comics, Betty and Veronica. And those are just the majors. Most of the publishers will come out with their own titles specifically for today.
And that reminds me, we have a certain niece and nephew who are asking for more Archie comics.
Oh, really? Okay, well, then we'll have to keep that in mind.
Yes.
As you're listening to this, this will all be a memory, but there's something to keep
but
in mind.
But next year?
Yeah,
next
exactly.
Year.
For next year. Just find your local comic book shop if you're not a regular out there. This is a great weekend. A lot of stuff for kids. And, of course, you got to get the kids in here.
Well, and there are quite a few things that I'm really interested in finding more about that maybe aren't a tie-in to the Free Comic Book Day, but are among the creators here. And I hope we get to talk about some of that and maybe get some information.
Absolutely.
And pass it on.
So. Right. As far as the regular comics this week, the only thing I want to note is what was DC thinking? This week, among the few other titles they came out with were Doom Patrol, Freedom Fighters, and JSA All-Stars, all of which were last issues of series.
There were a few other non-DC last issues, too.
There was Spike, I believe, was the last issue of that.
And Axe Cop.
And Axe Cop. Well, that was a miniseries. But the point is...
I got to mention Axe Cop twice.
The question is, why would DC, on a weekend in which you're going to get a lot of new people, hopefully, coming into the comic book shops, do you say, okay, here's what we got this week, last issues of a lot of series?
I suppose that's true. Some of them, though, like JSA, you can, All-Stars, you could
absolutely
segue into JSA.
Absolutely. But it just seemed like the wrong week to put these things out.
What's your name?
AJ.
AJ, what's your favorite comic?
The Punisher.
Okay. Isn't that violent? Do you like that? What comic book did you get today? You got Thor? What's your name?
Devin.
Devin? How old are you?
Seven.
And do you like comic books?
Not really.
Oh, dear. Do you like to read?
Yeah.
What's your favorite book? Did you read Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's been one that everybody...
Whole series twice.
Oh, good for you. Is there another series that you like?
I do like Doctor Strange.
Tell us about the mini comics.
I work with high school kids at the Art Explorer Post 407, which is based down at Columbus College of Art and Design, and we meet every Saturday. And basically what we do is we work with the kids to help produce their portfolios for entrance into and scholarships into art schools, mostly CCAD. My daughter went through that process. A month ago, April 9th, we did the first National Mini Comics Day, write, draw, and reproduce a mini comic that day. So we were able to get some of the advisors, and about seven of them were done by the students themselves.
So was that day organized by the Explorer?
I think it was actually organized online by MCAD, the Minnesota College of Art and Design. Then there was a number of organizations that then signed up to do that. I actually was real late. I only found out about it the Wednesday before, so we worked something out really quick.
Well, it sounds like you were really organized. You were telling me earlier that you printed them out on just two pieces of paper.
Right. We set up a template which had the four pages that would be printed on each side of an 8.5 by 11. I guess I can't use my hands to show anything here on the podcast.
You can show me, but unfortunately no one else will see it.
So we had them set up in the actual order that they would be assembled. So the pages were numbered so the kids knew which drawing went in which slot. So that after we were done, I ran up to Kinko's and reproduced some and had them stapled together that night. And they're actually up online on the Back Porch Comics blog. You go to backporchcomics.com to the space page, you'll see some of the pictures of it.
Okay, and the other thing that you were showing me that you had here today is the Untitled.
That's again with the Art Explorer Post. Every year, right before Space, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, we put together an anthology comic. And basically whatever they want to do, short story they want to put together, and we just assemble them and have them ready for sale at Space every year.
And so do you get a chance to do much drawing?
I usually do, if I did a mini comic, I usually do my own short story for Untitled just to kind of prod the kids along, show them that the old guy can do it, so they should be able to keep up with me.
Well, it sounds like it's a great way to get people involved in comics, which is what Free Comic Book Day is all about.
Right.
And so hopefully we'll get some people here at your booth picking them up.
That'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
So we're talking to Jamie Carlgrove, who's the owner of Pack Rat Comics.
And organizer of the day.
Right. So how are things going so far today?
It's going really well. We've got a really nice turnout. It's awesome.
Yeah?
No disasters yet?
No disasters yet. Everybody, all their plane rides are good.
All the guests got in.
Guests
not
got
a problem.
No lost luggage or pictures
right.
this year. So.
And it's sunny.
It's really good. And it's
yeah.
sunny and there's no rain.
So
excited.
So far.
We're having a big fear of rain this year.
Yeah.
Are you selling many comics today?
We are selling a lot of comics today. And giving away a lot, too.
So we've seen a lot of the kids coming through with Thor. Is that because of the movie, do you think?
Yes. There's a big interest in Thor now.
Right.
Because of the movie. They've seen it last night. So everybody's coming in looking for Thor.
Right.
Looking for Captain America and Green Lantern.
We saw a few kids wandering around with their fingers full of Green Lantern rings, so I think that's a good move.
It's a very good move.
Yeah. So when did you start planning for this?
We planned this event last year.
Right.
We started planning and then really threw everything together maybe 6 months ago, we got all the ducks lined up.
Seems like you're almost to the point where you're going to have to start renting a hall here.
Almost. We're pretty close. We're looking at doing FreeCon, maybe.
Oh, nice.
That, so.
Oh, that would be neat. We've said this is like a mini con right now.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
One more step and you're there.
One more step and we're there. So me and Teresa's going to kick it around and see what we want to do for next year for it. But we've got a lot of nice guests lined up for next year for it if we don't bump it up a notch.
Right.
So. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we know you're busy, so we'll let you go.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Sure.
So we have Nicholas Brendan with us, known for, of course,
Kitchen Confidential.
Well,
yes.
Kitchen Confidential.
And kind of practice.
And kind of Buffy and things like that.
I was trying to make a t-shirt for something that was Kitchen Confidential related, but I just couldn't make it.
She has the DVD. She loves the show.
I haven't seen all the episodes still.
Oh. Really?
I was sad when they canceled it. So
I don't blame you. I was too.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people I have given the DVDs to because it is just so funny, and I was cried when it was canceled. But
they didn't give it a shot. But, well, you know.
It was on Fox.
I know. I know.
So you just turned 40.
Yes, I did.
So what did you do for the big event?
You know, I hung out with my girlfriend. We kind of just stayed really low key. My twin brother was working, so I didn't get a chance to see him. But we just kind of had dinner and just, you know, I'm not big on birthdays. You know, it's actually, you know, it's more important. It's, you know, it's like it should be like Mom's Day. You know, I mean, she had to carry two of us in her womb, and then we both came out at the same time, and it was a mess.
I would imagine so.
It was a bloody mess.
And that brings up my other question. Can you prove you're not Kelly Donovan?
I can, but I'd have to take down my pants. And then we're on the radio, so
right.
It's not going to, you know.
So, is it true it only took 4 days of auditions before you got the Xander role?
No, I was acting for 3 months. I'd had a lot of auditions. It's called pilot season.
Right.
So I'd had a bunch, and I booked it right before my birthday, so it was kind of my last audition of that season, and I got it right at the end.
We mentioned Kitchen Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
It did seem like that was a lot of fun to do that type of show.
It was. I mean, it's a lot of. I mean, when you got Frank Langella as a reoccurring character as the restaurant owner, you know. It's a great cast, you know? A lot of strong personalities.
We didn't realize
great.
It.
On that show.
So, tell me about the Stuttering Foundation.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing work for them for, like, the past, 12 years now? I was their spokesperson for a long, long time. And I know that the King's Speech really kind of got the word out, too. So.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's been something that, you know, they approached me when they found out I had a stutter and you know, just kind of use my face and my image, and you know, it's helped a lot of people out.
Great, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, what are you working on now?
Criminal Minds.
Right.
I just did the last episode, and then I did a bunch of private practices where I played a rapist this year. Shonda called my agent and offered me to play this rapist because she wanted to hire somebody who you would never expect was a rapist. So.
Right.
So, was it different playing a bad guy?
You know, I played a bad guy now 3 or 4 times. I have my own special way of doing it, you know? It's not over the top. It's kind of bad guy with a smile. This guy was mentally challenged, the one on private practice. So there was a specific way to play him, but, you know, I like playing the goofy guy. I mean, I love my character on Criminal Minds. You know, I get to wear glasses, and I get to wear, you know, ties that don't match my shirt, and that's kind of like, that's my comfort zone.
Thank you so much for just taking a minute to come and talk to us.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate it. And have you enjoyed the day here?
I have. I'm taking this, I'm trying to quit smoking, so I'm taking this Chantix pill.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it gets you a little nauseous, and I've got that right now. But, you know, I'm trying to better myself.
Right.
I'm trying. I like your earrings, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
They're MasterCard earrings. I know this is a radio show.
Yes. I actually cut out my credit cards to make them.
That's funny.
There we go.
You really did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
I tend to do that, make strange things into earrings. So.
That's great. Well, are you all cash now, or are those just old cards that
no, those are just expired cards.
What was your interest rate on those cards? On those earrings? What's your interest rate on those?
Yeah, 18%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to see you out the door.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for stopping by.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.
Well, we're back in the Comic Book Lounge post-Free Comic Book Day. We had so much material from the event that we've got two more interviews. We're going to have those in an upcoming episode.
Listen.
That's right. But we did want to just fit in here America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready, Mark?
I am.
Go.
Comic book related?
No.
Okay, thought I'd give it a shot. TV related?
No.
Movie related?
Yes.
Is it a movie that's just coming out?
Yes.
Is it a summer movie?
I think so.
Okay. Is it some blockbuster movie, or at least they think
probably,
it's going to be?
Probably, yes.
All right. Is it genre related?
Sort of, yes.
Sort of. Okay. Two people on the cover?
No.
One person on the
yes.
cover? A man?
Yes.
Okay. A man under 30?
No.
Over 30 then?
Yes.
Over 40?
Yes.
Okay. Over 50?
No.
Okay. Guy in his 40s in some big movie that's coming out.
Correct.
And is it, okay, is it mystery?
Not really.
Is it comedy?
Not really.
Is it drama?
Sort of, maybe.
Okay. And it's kind of genre related. Is it fantasy related?
I would say it sort of is, yes.
Sort of fantasy related. Is it live action?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, with lots of CGI, probably.
Okay. But it's not superhero related?
No.
Okay. Is it science fiction related?
No.
Okay. So it's fantasy related, and it's not like Harry Potter or something?
No.
Okay.
Ooh. Although it is a franchise.
It's a franchise.
I will tell you that.
Okay. And kind of fantasy related. And the guy's over 40. Let's see. 40. Fantasy related.
I'll give you a clue.
He's the star of it.
It relates to a person who was sitting near us at the comic book day.
Sitting near us?
You've got 4 seconds left.
Well, I have no clue.
Your time is up.
And?
The movie is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah.
The cover is Johnny Depp okay. as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, and the pirate.
And there
the
was
thing.
A pirate
yeah.
sitting next to us
gotcha.
At Free Comic Book Day.
Ah, just didn't put that together. Sorry. Okay. Just want to remind you, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs. Subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us on facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, call us at 614-321-9737, that's 614-321-9SFP.
And again, we do really want to thank Jamie and Teresa and Pack Rat Comics for having us at the big Free Comic Book Day. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.